Tomorrow's car is in stock today. Tech drive the Hyundai Tucson turbo diesel all-wheel drive.
Want to have your say? Ring Jared on 1300 736 736. Now, back to Waitley.
Over the next couple of mornings, a flavour of things in Phoenix, the build-up to the Australia-India Test Series. Andrew McDonald's going to join me off the top tomorrow, so that's going to be on game day. What's taking place there? We'll dissect that with Robert Craddock, Bruce McAvaney coming up shortly. A few of your messages. Taylor in Roval has sent through. Chiefs fan here from Melbourne. Got into NFL when my brother started dating an American from Kansas City in 2017 who now lives here in Melbourne. I decided to pick the Chiefs as my team around 17-18. Have been following since. Very excited for Monday. Have the day off and we'll be watching with my mate who's a Philly fan. Go Chiefs. Hashtag Red Kingdom. Taylor, thank you. And Mark sent through an image from Camberwell High School Year 7 camp drop-off this morning. His son in his Patrick Mahomes jersey as he heads off on camp. So a little evidence of the traction, really, that this Super Bowl has from an Australian perspective. And the Prime Minister with his phone call to Jordan Mailata, so right from the top office. The top office in Australia for the NFL is the General Manager of Australia and New Zealand. That's Charlotte Offit. Charlotte, it's great to have you on SEN. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
How significant this Super Bowl? We were together last night watching the swarm around Jordan Mailata in particular and the figure that he is here in America.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. It's huge from an Australian perspective, I think. You certainly couldn't have asked for having three Australians in the Eagles squad, particularly, obviously, Jordan Mailata and the journey that he's taken over the last 3 years, coming through the International Player Pathway Program, obviously, from the Sydney Rabbitohs. And then right into being an active player playing in a Super Bowl. It's pretty spectacular.
It's not only a case study in Australia, is it? Is that he's the poster boy for that international program right now?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we've had a lot of success with the program. We've got a lot of great guys coming through the program. Currently, we have two Australians and one New Zealander in training camp right now in Florida. And obviously, we hope to see success out of them. But I think, you know, Jordan has taken the full journey and was drafted into the NFL. And I think, you know, certainly from what we set out with the program, he certainly takes the cut in terms of making sure that we are delivering to the full level.
So it's significant anyway to have him playing in the Super Bowl, knowing we've had two previous. What if he was to be part of a winning team? Have you let your mind run to what that might mean?
I try not to let my mind run there too much because obviously it is a pretty significant game, and the Chiefs obviously are a very good team as well. But obviously, absolutely, both from an NFL Australia perspective and both personally, I would love to see the Eagles take the win and obviously see Jordan have a huge success.
In the geographic divide that was masterminded by the NFL, Australia got two teams, the Rams, who won the Super Bowl last year, and the Eagles,
yes,
who are Super Bowl favourites this year. It's not a bad little record, is it?
It's not. But, you know, I think until Sunday's game's played out, I absolutely can't take that victory yet. but, no, that having two HMA clubs in the program, I get the privilege of working with both of those clubs quite closely to really kind of grow their fan bases in the market. Both have really stepped up and, you know, are really, really keen to activate, to grow, to build a fan base for themselves locally. And certainly from an NFL Australia perspective, it's helping us do so as well.
You're the fresh eyes in recent times. What have you seen of the NFL's traction in Australia? How would you describe it?
Yeah, I think we've had significant growth over the last few years. Some of that probably has come down to the COVID landscape and people kind of being at home a little bit more, having time to spend looking at other sports, watching other sports on television. But it's helped us. And I think, you know, people have come in at that point, become fans, and we've seen that growth through all our fan research over the last 2 years. I think now it's up to us to continue that momentum. momentum and give fans more reasons to care about the sport from a far distance. And that for us is, you know, increasing our participation levels across the country, getting kids playing flag football, and hopefully then leading them on to, you know, players and other things that they'll get interested in. You know, it's the football development side. It's how many more athletic talent can we find in the country. You know, we've seen it with Jordan, and we've got some other guys currently, as I said, in the program. And it's also, you know, fan events and fan activations that I think will really please the fans that love that kind of experiential part of what the NFL brings.
Charlotte, is to observe you at all is to know you are really well connected with the NFL. So what is the NFL's attitude toward Australia?
They're excited. I think, you know, international growth for the NFL as a whole is a huge priority. Right up to the commissioner level, you know, we want to expand our fan base globally. And, you know, Australia has now become a key market for the league, along with, you know, UK, Germany, Brazil, Mexico, Canada and other markets. So it's exciting for us. It's exciting to have, you know, resource on the ground and starting to actually activate a market, understand the market and adapt the sport to what the market needs.
A few of those markets you mentioned have games, and I guess that's the primary question you get asked most, is what is Australia's prospects of hosting an NFL game?
Look, I would love for us to have a game. I think, are we there yet? No. It's not part of the narrative right now, but I also only been in place since August last year.
Yep.
So I think, look, give it time. I certainly believe that it's the right thing to do in the market, but it's not part of the conversation right now, but it's certainly, I hope it is in the future.
And it would be, I think you would sell it out three times over if there was a game in either Melbourne or Sydney. Are you bullish about what it might look like?
Yeah, I mean, if we ever were to put a game in the market, I would want it to be a huge success, and I'd want it to be a big sellout, and I'd want to be able to offer all those fans in Australia and New Zealand and other parts, other local kind of areas, to come down and you know, watch that game. So, yeah, let's see.
Let's see. We're in your hands. Advocate well for us. Charlotte, it's great to see you here. Thanks for being part of the program, and we'll see you throughout the week.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.
Charlotte Offord is the General Manager of Australia and New Zealand for the NFL.